Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
20 questions, 20 questions, can you guess them all? Don't write them down, just shout them out, then tweet us with a score.
20 questions.
Hi.
Hello and welcome to Plenty Questions.
It's Plenty Questions. It's a general knowledge quiz.
Ooh, someone's had some coffee.
Yeah, I'm just really keen to get on with it, Justin.
Yeah, or some speed. Right, so what was the answer to last episode's brain teaser then? Do you have that quick?
Last time's brain teaser was sent in by Fiona Flatty.
If you're going to speak that fast, you can't do it.
I really didn't nail it, did I? I'll go slow. It was what links archers, a double Olympic champion rower, and an owl from a children's book by Jill Tomlinson.
And the answer is?
Well, I'll tell you all the bits. So Archers is a brand of peach schnapps.
Schnapps.
We've all had that.
Schnapps.
Ill-advised moment, I'm sure. The rower is James Cracknell.
Cracknell.
Won 2 gold medals at the Olympics, rowing in the Coxless Four.
Cracknell.
And the owl is in The Owl Who Was Afraid of the Dark. It's a lovely book, that, by Jill Tomlinson. And the name of the owl is Plop.
Plop.
So put it together and you've got Schnapps, Cracknell and Plop.
Schnapps, Cracknell, Plop.
So it's a slightly wrong version of the Rice Krispies catchphrase, Snap, Crackle and Pop.
Right, and that's the answer, is it?
It is.
Well, if you have any... Well, what a wonderful brain teaser that was.
I
if you have
it
any
enormously.
Problems with it whatsoever, then you'll have to get in touch with Fiona Flaherty.
I need to go out for a night on the schnapps.
And the Cracknell and the Plop will come later, no doubt. Anyway, there will be another, perhaps more sensible brain teaser after these big 20 questions. Question number one. Holby City is a spin-off from which BBC medical drama? Casualty. Question number two. Who portrayed the artist J.M.W. Turner in the 2014 film Mr. Turner? Timothy Spall. Question number three. Which nut is in the middle of a Ferrero Rocher? A hazelnut. Question number four. In Norse mythology, which warriors are also known as the choosers of the slain? The Valkyries. Question number five. Which US city has been nicknamed the Emerald City, Rain City, and the coffee capital of the world? Seattle. Question number six. Which sportswear company was founded by Adolphe Dassier in 1924? Adidas. Question number seven. Charles and Linton are the middle names of which British Prime Minister? Tony Blair. Question number eight. Who plays Mick Carter in the soap EastEnders? Danny Dyer. Question number nine. Which team game involving a stick with a net on the end originated as a training exercise for Native American warriors? Lacrosse. Question number 10. Who did Henry VIII marry when he was 18? Catherine of Aragon. Question number 11. Labor Day is celebrated in the US in which month? September. Question number 12. How many squares lie uncovered by playing pieces at the start of a game of chess? 32. Question number 13. What is the most commonly used colour on national flags, found on approximately 75% of them? Red. Question number 14. Half a league, half a league, half a league onward are the opening lines of which poem? The Charge of the Light Brigade by Alfred Lord Tennyson. Question number 15. In 1973, which company launched the world's first handheld phone? Motorola. Question number 16. In Dad's Army, what was Private Fraser's occupation? An undertaker. Question number 17. Vilnius is the capital of which Baltic country? Lithuania. Question number 18. Jimi Hendrix dies, the first Page Three girl appears in The Sun, and Louis Theroux is born in what year? 1970. Question number 19. Which shipping forecast area is named after the first professional weather forecaster, captain of HMS Beagle and founder of the Met Office? Fitzroy. Question number 20. True or false, Tim Henman and Greg Rosetsky have the same birthday? It's true. There we go. Those were your big 20 questions. Please tweet us on @20questions with a Z.
With a Z.
And let us know your score. And I believe we now have another brain teaser from a new brain teasing.
Yes, exciting. Yes. It's, the enigmatic Mr. P. We know nothing about him, but Mr. P is the name he's chosen to go by.
Yep.
Do you want to give him a sting?
Why not?
Special?
It's a good one.
I'm sure he enjoyed that. If P stands for pimp, then I'm sure he enjoyed that enormously.
Or if P stands for perfectly capable of enjoying music. I don't know.
Yeah, it might do. So his brain teaser, thank you, Mr. P, for this, is what links the creator of Twin Peaks, a mathematical formula for calculating target scores in cricket, a famous highwayman, and a member of Take That. So it's creator of Twin Peaks, mathematical formula in cricket, a famous highwayman, and a member of Take That.
To find out the answer to that, you'll have to tune in or download or listen to the next episode of Plenty Questions.
Thank you for
listening. Until then, we'll see you then.
Bye.
Plenty Questions, 20 Questions. It's almost Halloween. Time for me to hide in the hedge in just my pants and leap out at people and scream. Plenty Questions.
I mean, I do it all year round, but I get away with it this time of year.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.